Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the stock market roller coaster ride this year? You know, you've worked long and hard. That's why David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his career to educating baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and retirement spend down traps. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David now has free copies of his new book, Return on Principle, Seven Core Values to Help You Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And I get to give away 1,000 of them right now if you just call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Get David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, absolutely free. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm. That's 866-913-1234.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So much to get to in the moments straight ahead, and it's a big show. Nicole Gelinas will be here from the Manhattan Institute. Why do the subways matter when it comes to the jobs of New Yorkers? Joy Pullman will be here to discuss six big changes related to the unions and public schools. And we start with breaking news and New York Attorney Arthur Idala. Stay with us.
Bench thinking.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
This is a very serious matter. This subpoena is still in effect. I think it's very important for her to understand that.
She's an attorney. She knows the consequences of defying a subpoena. She understands what's at stake here. Why on earth, when you had so much time to prepare for this, you've done everything you can to go backwards in the scenario in terms of being Lisa Page?
That's the fundamental question that a lot of people are asking themselves today. The first voice there, Bob Goodlatte, from the United States Congress. The second, myself, from Fox News just a little bit ago with Harris Faulkner. And it is one of the bigger stories of the day. We've got a lot to get to today. But yesterday, Lisa Page, who was the FBI attorney that was caught in that adulterous affair with Peter Strzok, the FBI agent leading the investigation into the Hillary email question and the Donald Trump-Russia investigation. He was leading both of those. They were caught with these text messages, long strings of them back and forth saying, in some cases, very biased things that I don't know how you could avoid having bias impact your investigation into the larger matter. But that's what the inspector general said was the case. But nonetheless, these texts were certainly biased. And so the congressional committees, two of them, decided that they would have these two folks up to the Hill. And Lisa Page had the best of all worlds. She got to go first. She was going to get to go behind closed doors. And there were going to be no TV cameras there. And, you know, it could be as respectful and discreet and as quiet as she'd want it to be. And instead of observing that opportunity, she's now made things worse for herself. It looks like Congress is going to double down on what they may try to do. Let's find out what the legal obligations in all of this are. We turn to criminal litigator and former candidate for public office, kind of, and Fox News analyst. And he does so many things. It's hard to put Arthur Idala in any single box to check. But, Arthur, we appreciate you coming back. And as a prosecutor, you've done your share of people that you've had to do that. And you've been on the other side. You know how to advise people. Lisa Page did this for what reason yesterday?
Well, she may have been avoiding really getting herself severely jammed up. It seemed like I forget who was reporting it, but researching to come on with you today, there were some letters that were uncovered, negotiations between her attorney and the government, or the Congress, which is the government. And it seems more and more that she's a target of the investigation. And if she's a target and not merely a witness, that changes the whole dynamic. It changes the whole relationship. And look, I would rather my client be found in contempt of Congress than be charged by a U.S. attorney's office by a crime where the guideline range, you know, puts them in jail for a mandatory minimum term of prison of 5 or 6 or 7 years.
Gotcha.
So, you know, yes, they may have, broken a law, so to speak, being the contempt of Congress by disobeying the subpoena. But the lawyer may have done that to avoid a greater harm.
Arthur, let me ask you this, though.
It seems like the crosshairs are being more and more zeroed in on her.
Well, and there may be some truth to all that. But wouldn't they still have to refer it out to a district attorney? And wouldn't they?
Yeah, to a U.S. attorney.
U.S. attorney. Yeah. And wouldn't they then also, I mean, couldn't she have done the Lois Lerner thing where she went in there? And again, it's a closed door session. There's no other people that are going to be taping it or anything like that. Couldn't she just sit there and just say, you know what, I'm going to exercise my Fifth Amendment on everything that you asked me, and then not be in contempt?
Absolutely. And that's what Paul Ryan actually is on the record saying. Listen, she could have just come in and just taken the Fifth. And basically, those events take about 5 minutes. I mean, just so your listeners know, you come in, you sit down, you identify yourself. So you give your name, maybe you give your address and your date of birth. And then they ask you the very first question, which is, you know, are you a resident of the United States? On advice, and you say, on advice of counsel, I'm invoking my Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination. And then the questioner may ask you one or two more questions and just then says, is it your intention to answer each and every question we ask you with the answer that you're invoking your Fifth Amendment privilege? Yes, thank you, bye-bye. And that's literally how long the whole thing lasts, like 10 minutes.
So that tells me, because she's an attorney and then she has an attorney representing her, so there's a lot of legal knowledge there. So this makes it even more interesting to me, and I think to the American people, because they're saying, well, not only did she just not take the obvious thing that she could have done to avoid the now she's also raising greater suspicions about herself in the public eye. Like, this is a negative loss for her.
They keep saying that she wants to cooperate, and they want to negotiate some sort of an agreement whereby she can cooperate. Now, that could be true or it could just be another stalling or delay tactic, except this is not something that you're just going to stall or delay away. This isn't going away, right? This isn't just somebody took my dog's leash and, well, we're just going to forget about it. So maybe there are some negotiations that will now take place. Look, they played a tough hand, Lisa and her team, and you know it may also bring Congress. It may raise their. I'm always trying to figure out what's the strategy. Like, why are they doing this? Maybe like, you know what? Now we really want to talk to her, and maybe we weren't willing to give her some sort of immunity deal or some sort of sense of what the parameters are, and now we'll play ball with them. We'll narrow the scope of the questioning to what we really, really want, as opposed to it being a total, fishing expedition. And you never know. I mean, what? Just so you understand, what a criminal defense attorney wants for their client is the word immunity.
Right.
That's the word that you're looking for, that the U.S. Attorney's Office has been brought into this and that they are willing to give her immunity. But
well,
at this early stage, that probably is not possible.
And here's, as I've been thinking about it all day, I think the play that is actually possibly being pursued. You've got Lisa Page, who now seems desperate, but she obviously has some sort of information. Do you think it's possible that she turns on McCabe and Comey and Strzok and everybody? Because certainly she would have knowledge of a lot of wrongdoing if there was wrongdoing that had been done. And
well,
now,
you asked me a very specific question. Do I think it's possible? It's definitely possible. I mean, and when the stakes are this high and federal prison is looming, it's definitely possible and often probable. I mean, if you look at the statistics of how many people take pleas and how many people cooperate in federal cases throughout the land, they're very, very high. They're exponentially more high than they were 25 years ago.
Yeah.
It's the norm. It's, you know, by far it's the norm. So, you know, you don't take any of this stuff lightly. And as you said, she's an attorney who works in this field. It's not like she's an attorney who does patent law or science law. So she knows what the stakes are. She knows what her
which tells me, at least intuitively, I think it tells me that there's a much bigger something here than anybody kind of foresaw.
I think there's a much bigger negotiation. And you never know, as crazy as things are, there could be a negotiation going on right now. And I've had this happen with cases I have handled, where there's a negotiation going on between the defense attorney and the U.S. Attorney's Office that Congress doesn't know about. And then Congress subpoenas the person to come and testify, and I have to hand the congressional subpoena to the assistant U.S. attorney, and they just get to look at me and say, don't worry about it, forget about it, we'll take care of it.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
I don't really know how it gets taken care of, Kevin, but somehow or another, it gets taken care of.
That's New York litigator Arthur Idala, and we're so thankful for his analysis. Arthur, thank you as always for weighing in.
Thanks so much.
We've got a still very big show. Did you know that the Janus case with the union, the Supreme Court union smashdown, is going to change six specific things as it relates to public schools and politics? We'll speak with Joy Pullman from The Federalist next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Tonight, millions of children will go to bed without a bedtime story from their dad or a goodnight hug from their mom. It seems unfathomable in the McCullough house that we would ever have bedtime without such things. But because there are 2.7 million kids that have parents behind bars, these kids are more likely to live in poverty, go into foster care, engage in high-risk behaviors, etc. Zeke was one of those kids.
It's seventh grade, and the best thing about this day was I'm waking up excited to go and try out for the basketball team. This is something me and my dad had worked for a very long time. But I'm also waking up to the sight of seeing him being arrested and taken to jail. I go to school, you know, make the team, tryouts were great, and I rush home thinking he's going to be there, but he's not. So I start to feel anger. I start to become frustrated, and this is just one of those moments where I just feel like I lost my best friend. You know, this is something we've trained for, and now he's not here to share that moment with me. He was taken away for 2 years, and in my mind, I thought I was the only one who was feeling this, but around Christmas time, in between those years, we got a knock on the door, and it was this company called Angel Tree Ministries. Now, I had no clue what Angel Tree was, but I was about to find out soon enough. They basically gave us a scholarship to go to camp for a week. Now, I'd never been to camp before, and I didn't really want to at this time, but I get there, and that whole attitude just changes. This place is absolutely amazing, and I realize that, yo, I'm not the only one who's going through this. I'm not the only one whose parents are locked up or one of their parents is locked up, and being able to share that with somebody, share that feeling, that frustration with someone and have them respond was life-giving, actually. Being able to go back year after year after year has been incredible. Like, this is where I truly decided to accept Christ in my life. And not only that, but this is where I grew my love for student ministry. I'm a youth pastor now, 29 years old. And this has been my dream job. I would not be here if it had not been for Angel Tree Ministries. Somebody somewhere decided, hey, these kids deserve a chance. This boy right here, Zeke Griffin, deserves a chance to break away from everything that's going on and just experience life on a totally different level. I wish I could go into depth about how much it means to me, but words aren't enough. Words are not enough. And I just want to thank whoever it is that signed that scholarship for me to go to camp. You have truly changed my life. I am out here, again, 29 years old, sharing the gospel with students who have gone through the same thing that I've gone through or are just growing in their faith. And it is absolutely amazing. I wouldn't want to be doing anything else, and I can't see myself doing anything else but this. So, again, thank you, Angel Tree, for what you've done. You have truly changed and shaped my life, and I can't thank you enough.
That's Zeke Griffin. With scholarships to attend an Angel Tree summer camp, children build relationships with their camp counselors. They hear the gospel. They experience the love of God in the great outdoors. Maybe you have fond memories of summer camp. I definitely do. Then you can help a child make those same great memories. $200 sends one child of a convicted person to camp through Project Angel Tree. $200 sends one child to camp that otherwise wouldn't be able to go and wouldn't be able to find the love of God. 855-240-7721. Sponsor a child right now. 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough, on a very busy News Wednesday. As you know, there's lots of stories that we're still following for you and on the Lisa Page issue. So weird. I just, whatever. Hey, it's her choice. She's a lawyer. She knows what she's doing, supposedly. Anyway, glad you're with us. My next guest is with us on Wednesdays, and I've not had a chance to interface with her on the issue of what happened on Monday, but I'm eager to get her opinion on it. Kristen Tate is an opinion contributor at TheHill.com, and you also see her on Fox News and other news outlets, and she's author of the new best-selling book, How Do I Tax Thee? Kristen Tate, welcome back. Good to have you.
Kevin, thanks for having me.
Thanks for checking in with us from the beach today. I know it's a busy day for you, so you know it's a really tough, a hard-working summer. Hey, let me ask you about SCOTUS, because I think it's a sea change, but you and I haven't spoken about it at all. So, what is your take on how Trump did on Monday night?
I think he did well. He went with the pick of the more establishment wing of conservatives, which I think is fine. This judge seems like he's going to be a reliable conservative judge, and he seems like the kind of person and the kind of judge who's going to put the law above politics. I got to tell you, Kevin, I thought the Republicans should have not resisted Garland when Obama appointed him or tried to get him through. And I hope that the Democrats will be able to put politics aside and see that this is a qualified guy, although that's giving the Democrats too much credit. I think they're going to try to resist, even though this really isn't an extreme pick by Trump. This
and
guy is
Kristen,
a solid.
And they have no reason to resist. Like, they don't have the math. You know, the
yes,
Alexander
do,
Hamilton.
Yes, they do.
The Hamilton musical, You Don't Got the Votes. That's the Democrats right now.
They do have reason. They have Trump derangement syndrome. That's the reason.
All right.
This
well,
is all about resisting. And, you know, I also think there's been a lot of talk about Roe v. Wade being overturned. That's just the Democrats trying to use this nomination as a way to rally their base. When I talk to people, even in my family, who are left-wingers, they're all worried about Roe v. Wade being overturned. And they think that's really going to happen. And I tell them, look, this is you getting duped by the Democrats. Roe v. Wade is not going to be overturned. They're telling you that to scare you, to get you to the polls in November. It's ridiculous.
Well, there's
this
so,
is their way
there's so many things.
Hay.
There's so many stars that have to align for that to happen. Like that, you have to get a case that eclipses Casey versus Parenthood, and then you've got to, you know, get that argued, and then they've all got to decide against it. And even if it does, Kristen, the day that Roe gets overturned, it doesn't end abortion. You've got 50 states then setting their own
right.
guidelines for what they want to do about it. I mean, it's such a Trojan horse that they put up there just to make this argument. But Kristen, they look desperate. I mean, I have not seen a political party be this much just grasping at any straw that when they're propping up Ms. Ortiz in the 14th district of New York because she beat an incumbent as the new face of everything for them, and she's a 28-year-old and never held elective office. You're going, yeah, you guys don't have much at all, do you? Like, there's just nothing there.
Right, exactly.
So, hey, let's talk about your piece from last week. You published it on the 4th of July, but it was titled "Trump and Obama Not So Different After All." And give me the premise of what you're talking about here.
So if you actually look at Trump and Obama on a policy level and you strip away the rhetoric and the personality of these two men, I don't think they're all that different. Look at a few key issues. Look at government spending. Okay, Obama, of course, raised our national debt to $20 trillion and spent out of control, but then you have Trump doing the same thing. Trump's not cutting back on entitlements. He signed that omnibus bill, which was a higher spending level than Obama ever did. Look at foreign policy. Obama won on a dovish foreign policy platform, and yet he made us get involved in wars around the world. Trump did the same thing. He said he'd bring our troops home. He didn't bring our troops home. We're still dropping drones all over the world. And then look at immigration. Everyone's freaking out over Trump apparently separating children from parents. This is a policy that was put in place several administrations ago.
Right.
So, Kevin, I really think that the lefty freakout is all about Trump the man and Trump as a caricature and not so much about the Trump administration's actual policies.
Well, I think that you're right to the degree that you touched on those issues. But I will say this, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh this week are significantly different than Kagan and Sotomayor. And so there are. And you know what? The interesting thing about not the leftist activists, because those are the ones stirring the freak out. But I think that general Rust Belt, working class, union, Democratic households, I think they get what you just said. I think they understand that Trump is not this dangerous, scary, you know, whacked out guy. In fact, in terms of policy, he's been a little bit better for them because he's repatriated some businesses and some money's coming back from overseas and production's going to start up again here in the States where it hasn't been before. And they're going to benefit from that. I think the crazy
right.
crazies are the ones driving the hysteria. And I think that, you know, when they fall on their face with Kavanaugh, I think that that's going to kind of be a signal to voters that this party is not only afloat and, you know, not knowing what direction it wants to go, but they really have nothing to offer.
No, I think you're exactly right. And I just want to make it clear to your listeners. I'm not trying to say that Trump and Obama are totally identical or anything
right.
like that. I'm just making the point that Trump isn't some extremist.
Correct.
He's really kind of a centrist when you look at the policies. But I think you're right. The left and the media, which is, of course, part of the left, they have become so extreme in their resistance and their scare tactics that at this point, they've kind of lost all credibility. And to your point, with this latest SCOTUS pick, it's really going to show middle Americans and, you know, people who are independent voters that this is a party that just wants to resist and scare people. for the sole purpose of scaring them to get votes. It's all about politics.
I totally agree. You should be following her on Twitter, at Kristen B. Tate. You should be reading her in The Hill, Trump and Obama, not so different after all. You should watch her every time she's on Fox News, and you should buy her books, How Do I Tax Thee? Kristen Tate with your Tate's Take today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Now enjoy the beach. That's an order for the rest of the afternoon. Go enjoy the beach. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Don't go away. Much more news straight ahead. Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the stock market roller coaster ride this year? You know, you've worked long and hard. That's why David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his career to educating baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and retirement spend down traps. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David now has free copies of his new book, Return on Principle, Seven Core Values to Help You Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And I get to give away 1,000 of them right now if you just call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Get David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, absolutely free. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm. That's 866-913-1234.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
My blood pressure is significantly so low now compared to what it was. I think I'm doing great with it.
That's one thing I like about Balance of Nature. Y'all listen, you talk and communicate, and not just give us your order, we're done, bye. You know, it makes more, I want to say, kind of a family-oriented business that, you know, we're out here for you, and we're part of your extended family trying to fill you in rather than just take your money.
I feel great. A lot of the aches and pains I have the arthritis in my hand seems to have dissipated most of the time, and I feel wonderful.
Have the confidence that you're giving your body what it needs. Call now to receive 35% off your first Balance of Nature order. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Tonight, millions of children will go to bed without a bedtime story from their dad or a goodnight hug from their mom. That seems unfathomable to the McCullough household, because we look forward to bedtime in such a significant way each night. It's literally our favorite time of the day. Because 2.7 million kids have parents behind bars, these kids are more likely to live in poverty or go into foster care or engage in high-risk behaviors, so much of which is avoidable when parenting provides that stable home. These kids' only fault is that they were born to the wrong parents. Fortunately, Prison Fellowship is there for them, reaching out, loving them, and in recent years helping them to find God and much improved sense of self and discovering that life can be different for them. Last year, Angel Tree Christmas Campaign delivered a gift and the gospel to over 290,000 children. But it didn't stop there. Prison Fellowship now extends care for prisoners' children through their Angel Tree summer camps. And you can join us with giving a scholarship to attend one of these summer camps. They help children build relationships with caring camp counselors, hear the gospel, experience the love of God, and the great outdoors. So if you've got fond memories of summer camp experiences, I definitely do, then you can help a child make those same great memories. Join me in partnering with Prison Fellowship to send 24 kids, one busload, to camp this summer. Our family is committing to sending 4. We only have 20 left to fill the bus. Help us. $200 sends one child to camp, and your donation of any amount will help. 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. Or you can click on the Angel Tree banners at TheBingeThinker.com.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
Bring home the number one inspirational movie of the year, I Can Only Imagine, now on DVD. With 3 hours of extras, including a behind-the-scenes look at Mercy Me and more. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. Rated PG.
Continuing coverage of Decision 2018. Unparalleled access to assist you in the most important midterm elections of your lifetime. Exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, here we go. The Decision 18 information isn't just going to come down to who the candidates are. It's also going to come down to the issues that they're willing to take on, the issues that they're willing to punch in the face over and say, no, we're not going to take this anymore. We're going to get back on track. And it's funny to watch Cynthia Nixon and Andrew Cuomo for governor try to race each other to the far left as hard and fast as they can. This is going to make an interesting opportunity for Mr. Molinaro on the grand stage. But, you know, one of the things that's going to be gnawing at voters, no matter what race they're going to the ballot to vote on, it's going to be, well, how am I getting around these days, particularly in New York City? And there's a brand new report out that says that the New York City subways must improve. I like that. And not only that, they've got to expand, according to this report, if the workforce is to thrive. Nicole Gelinas is here to discuss this very important work. Nicole, you read, by the way, you can read her in the New York Post on a regular basis. She's also a fellow at the Manhattan Institute. Nicole, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for having me back.
So what do we learn about subways and how people need them in this city?
Well, we learned that if you look at New York's neighborhoods that 30 years ago were really struggling, places like the South Bronx, Central Harlem, Bushwick, and Brooklyn, these places, they once had workforce participation rates either below or right around 50%, where a healthy area would have 70-75%. And they've actually managed to increase their workforce participation rates, in some cases more than doubling the number of people in the workforce. And that's terrific. But they would not have been able to do that if it weren't for subway service. You know, people in these areas, they don't have cars. They can't walk to very good jobs that are near their houses. I mean, if you're lucky enough to live in Battery Park City or Midtown or Chelsea, you can walk to a lot of really good paying jobs. If you live in the South Bronx, that's not possible. So the only way that immigrants, poor people, working class people, new middle class people that decided to move to these neighborhoods, the only way they can get to work is on these subways and buses. And that shows up in the census data. If you sort of compare the increase in the workforce in these neighborhoods to the number of people who live in these neighborhoods that say that they take the subway to work, these things are really, really close together. So when you think about why subway ridership is up, it's not population. I mean, the population is only up 15%. The subway ridership has pretty much doubled. It's really this increase in the workforce.
Well, okay, so let's talk about how this plays out practically. So you've got this information, and this is affecting specifically low-income neighborhoods, and you've got, you know, kind of a stranglehold on their lives in this way. Who is saying what to be done about it, and are there any plans? Is there any effective methodology that's being put forward by any of the voices in the discussion right now to try to address this?
Well, I think that's an interesting question. And, you know, first of all, the problem isn't, it's bad, but it's not as bad as some people suggest when you see headlines in the New Yorker that say, can the subways be saved? You see Atlantic Magazine running a piece saying, we should just get rid of the subways and have driverless cars underground. I mean, the MTA is moving 5.5 million people around on the subways every day. They're not doing it as well as they should be, and they're having massive delays every month, and people's commutes are yep. really deteriorating. But it is fixable. It's not like we have to just give up and all move somewhere else. And the fixes are not all that difficult. I mean, we just need to find the resources, both through saving money and probably enacting a congestion fee or something like that somewhere along the line. line and put these into modernizing the signals on the subway system so that we can run more trains every hour. I mean, that's really your solution to more people. And also, we need to fix the buses. The buses are much easier. We need to enforce the bus lanes, have much more frequent bus service so people feel like they can take the buses rather than the subway to get places reasonably fast. But who is suggesting these things? You know, we haven't had a very productive gubernatorial campaign. I mean, Cuomo's MTA appointee, Andrew Byford, he put out this modernization plan, which is basically to redo the signals. But the governor still hasn't said how are we going to fund this? When do we start? I mean, Byford said we can do most of this in 5 years, but we don't know when the 5 years starts. I mean,
right.
Does it start next year? Does it start 5 years?
And guess what?
Now?
Cuomo gets to beat his chest and say, hey, look, I put a solution forward. And
right.
All he did was name somebody.
Right, and Cynthia Nixon, she hasn't really put much out there. I mean, I would say, you know, I can't favor one politician over the other, but between the two of them, I mean, Nixon doesn't even have her own plan. She is just saying she likes the Cuomo plan too, and she doesn't have a funding plan for it. I mean, she wants to raise the income tax, which is not a very good solution in an already very high tax state like New York. And
right.
So to immediately go to the income tax rather than congestion pricing, rather than to find savings somewhere else, that's not a very good sign either.
Yeah. Well, and that's why maybe we need someone that's not of that political persuasion to check this out. So we'll see where that goes. Nicole Gelinas, great stuff as always. The report is online. Go to manhattan-institute.org and look it up. NYC Subways must improve and expand for the workforce to thrive. Nicole Gelinas, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio, we're coming right back. Don't go away.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really has made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Tonight, millions of children will go to bed without a bedtime story from their dad or a goodnight hug from their mom. That seems unfathomable to the McCullough household because we look forward to bedtime in such a significant way each night. It's literally our favorite time of the day. Because 2.7 million kids have parents behind bars, these kids are more likely to live in poverty or go into foster care or engage in high-risk behaviors, so much of which is avoidable when parenting provides that stable home. These kids' only fault is that they were born to the wrong parents. Fortunately, Prison Fellowship is there for them, reaching out, loving them, and in recent years, helping them to find God and much improved sense of self and discovering that life can be different for them. Last year, Angel Tree Christmas Campaign delivered a gift and the gospel to over 290,000 children. But it didn't stop there. Prison Fellowship now extends care for prisoners' children through their Angel Tree summer camps. And you can join us with giving a scholarship to attend one of these summer camps. They help children build relationships with caring camp counselors, hear the gospel, experience the love of God, and the great outdoors. So if you've got fond memories of summer camp experiences, I definitely do, then you can help a child make those same great memories. Join me in partnering with Prison Fellowship to send 24 kids, one busload, to camp this summer. Our family is committing to sending 4. We only have 20 left to fill the bus. Help us. $200 sends one child to camp, and your donation of any amount will help. 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. Or you can click on the Angel Tree banners at TheBingeThinker.com. Or call 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721. Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the stock market roller coaster ride this year? You know, you've worked long and hard. That's why David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his career to educating baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and retirement spend down traps. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David now has free copies of his new book, Return on Principles, 7 Core Values to Help You Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And I get to give away 1,000 of them right now if you just call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Get David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, absolutely free. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm. That's 866-913-1234.
Song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
Bring home the number one inspirational movie of the year, I Can Only Imagine, now on DVD. With 3 hours of extras, including a behind-the-scenes look at Mercy Me and more. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. Rated PG. Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so I put on social media this morning, and this is kind of the first time I announced on social media that I am that I'm doing this cleanse program with my friend Dr. Melinda Keller, and this is day 8. So in the morning when you weigh, and this is very important to the program, you go every time and you weigh approximately the same time every single day. And mine is in the morning, and then I send her my info. And there's a bunch of stuff that I send. By the way, it's Kevin McCullough Radio. Glad you're with us. It's Wednesday, so I like to focus on wellness, at least a little bit, in the time that I have with you. But I'm telling you my personal story. So I go to send Dr. Keller my info for the 8th morning, the end of the 7 days. First 7 days, I've been on the Brooklyn Wellness Center weight loss program. 14.2 pounds. Now, I've got another 26.3 to go to hit my goal, but I am just so super psyched about how well this is going. And friends, if you have not yet, if you've been thinking about trying to lose weight and you say, well, I hear all these different things, I see things on TV, blah, 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 forget everything else you're hearing. Know that you get doctor supervised, no drugs, no shots, no surgery, only real food. And you could have similar results to mine, 14.2 pounds in 7 days. Here's the phone number, 718-234-6212, 718-234-6212. Dr. Melinda Keller now joins me from the Brooklyn Wellness Center. And Dr. Keller, I need to say a huge thank you because you encouraged me to get started on this. I told you that I was, you know, I wasn't feeling as good in my skin anymore. I'd gone a few years since I'd done a cleanse of any sort. And I was like, I really want to feel that, you know, lightness to my step again. And you're the one that kind of you pushed me into it. But once I got in the water, man, I am loving what I'm doing.
Oh, Kevin, I can see you're loving what you're doing. And I am, happy for you. And, the entire office, it's very gratifying to not help you, but just to help other people.
Yeah.
Because we can initially look at it as being happy about weight loss. But the truth is, Kevin, you're regaining your health.
Well, in so many ways, that's true. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the program because when we start, you do an intake, right? And you measure a whole bunch of things in your body. Now, why is it important that you measure all those different elements as opposed to just trying to lose the weight?
You know, well, number one, you came in and were you motivated? Yes. But number one, we need to make sure you're a good candidate. You know, we need a complete health history. And then we do the 15 analytical computerized body testing. And then we do some more specific organic testing. And in your, specific case, we certainly found something that was out of balance. And I think that's one of the reasons why you're getting such a terrific result.
Well,
and again, it's our goal. We people call up for weight loss, but in the initial conversation, we are shifting people or seeing if they're open, Kevin, to shift into how concerned are you that you're not healthy?
Right.
And if something doesn't going to change, where do you see yourself in 2-3 years? You know, someone 40 pounds overweight may not be on medication now, but it's not a matter of if we're going to be a type 2 diabetic, it's when.
Right.
You know, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis in the knees and knee replacements and hip replacements, all, you know, these are all health problems that are a result of carrying too much weight around.
Well, and I was about to say, when you address the issue of weight, and this is another thing that I have learned from being in the program, you're not only addressing just the total pound number, but it's the type of fat and weight that you're losing. So, for instance, a lot of people don't know about a thing called visceral fat. Describe what that is and why that's important.
Well, just, you know, good question. Visceral is Latin for the word organ. We certainly want fat in our body. We need it. It actually drives the endocrine system. But there's a healthy amount of fat. You know, so if I lean forward on my elbow on my desk, I need a fat pad there, or my bones will come through my skin.
Right.
Even if we look at a picture of a heart, you need some healthy fat. However, if there's too much fat around the organ or around the viscera, now we're measuring your visceral fat, you know, a lot of people that have that belly fat, it's not just fat, it's unhealthy. It wraps around the organ. One of my first patients to do it was an RN. She ran Kings County ER for about 40 years. And when we looked at her visceral fat number, she started crying.
Yeah.
She said, Dr. Keller, when we open people's chests to try to get to their heart, this is what I see. You sometimes can't find their organs. They're just covered in this yellow, bubbly, not attractive substance.
Yeah.
And she, that second, you know, they drew a line in the sand, so that's it. I'm done being unhealthy. You know, and I think she took off 40, 45 pounds in about 2 months and has kept it off for years.
Yeah.
Not just the getting healthy, it's staying healthy.
Well, and that's the beautiful thing about what they do at the Brooklyn Wellness Center, the weight loss program. There's also a great chiropractic option if you're in need of some spine work, et cetera. But Dr. Melinda Keller, when we talk about why this program is different and why it's successful and the amount of success I'm having, I'm not alone. There are other people that lose 10, 12 pounds in the first week,
yeah,
and that lose 20 to 40 pounds over the course of the 40 days. And then what I love about the program is, as I've told other people about it, even like my personal trainer and some of my other doctors and so forth, they're all very impressed with the what do you call it? After you've done the kind of reduction phase, it's the maintenance and it's getting back into life phase.
The reset.
And everything is done in a way that your body is being made better in the process of how you do it.
It's true. You know, it really is a rebalancing of a chemistry, a metabolism, a hormonal endocrine system, and it changes your body. Because, Kevin, I've done this. I'm in year four of this. I now go to a restaurant, and I used to devour the basket of bread before the menu came. And at this point, I don't think I want it. So you find yourself requiring foods differently, desiring foods differently, because your body is different.
Right. And it's listening to what it needs, not so much what the brain or the taste buds may say that they want. And that's a huge difference. Anyway, friends, I want you to try this with me. I don't know if you're going to lose 14 pounds in 1 week, but you know what? Is it worth a try if it helps give you your health and your life back? Give the Brooklyn Wellness Center a call today, 718-234-6212, 718-234-6212, and at least have an initial conversation about it. Dr. Keller, thank you so much.
Kevin, thank you for getting such a great result. You're a pleasure to coach, by the way.
Well, and that's the other thing about this program. You do the check-in every single day, and what I love about this is that I get to work with Dr. Keller. 718-234-6212, 718-234-6212. Kevin McCullough Radio, coming right back.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. I'm 61 years old. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because of my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing. that Balance of Nature is doing for everybody out there. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the stock market roller coaster ride this year? You know, you've worked long and hard. That's why David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his career to educating baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and retirement spend down traps. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David now has free copies of his new book, Return on Principle, Seven Core Values to Help You Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And I get to give away 1,000 of them right now if you just call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Get David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, absolutely free. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm. That's 866-913-1234.
Song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
Bring home the number one inspirational movie of the year, I Can Only Imagine, now on DVD. With 3 hours of extras, including a behind-the-scenes look at Mercy Me and more. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. Rated PG. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So thankful to have you with us every single day. We try to do more with this 1 hour than some shows try to do with four. In fact, I was inspired to put on a Twitter feed this morning. It's not a matter of how much time you get. It's a matter of how much you do with the time you have. And friends, if you're grateful for that, if you are appreciative of the fact that we are hitting as many people in 60 minutes as some radio shows, you know, when they're airing a podcast or, you know, trying to be cute with what they do, they may take even much longer to try to. We get you five important topics and voices on it every single day. We get you thinking, we get you informed, and we're grateful that you're with us to help understand the breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. When you think of those things, breaking news and what it means and why it matters, I want you to come back to Kevin McCullough Radio day in and day out. Unparalleled Decision 2018 coverage. We're going to give you up close access to people that no one else is going to give you, and we're going to give it to you more often than anybody else is. And so I'm grateful. Every single person that's retweeting us and out there following us on the social media, you're making a difference. When you pass on the articles that we use on the air, you're changing lives. Speaking of which, I posted a retweet from Molly Hemingway earlier today. She said, "What's not in doubt," and she's quoting a quote. She said, "What's not in doubt is the outsized toll that abortion has taken on the black population post Roe v. Wade. In New York City, thousands more black babies are aborted than born each year. And the abortion rate among black mothers is more than three times higher than it is for white mothers." Did you hear that? In New York City, black mothers are encouraged and pushed and manipulated into abortion more than three times as often as white moms are. And thousands more black babies are killed pre-born than any other group, and more than are born alive each year. Now, why haven't I seen people holding massive demonstrations outside of hospitals, outside of City Hall, outside of state capitals here in the tri-state area? Because of this. See, this is an example where the left in America finds racism everywhere on planet Earth, except where it actually happens. And right now, it's in the womb. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.